The Horseman's Corner is an original production of Howard Hale Broadcasting, on the air since 1994 with over 7,000 episodes with people involved in the world of horses. Today, the program is hosted and produced by Nelsina Lehman and Brian Hale. Visit horsemanscorner.com for more, including longer interviews exclusive to the web, full archives, our own equine podcast search engine, made possible by Van Hargis Horsemanship. I'm Howard's son, Brian, and we welcome you to the Horseman's Corner. We'll be back with today's guest right after this.
I'd like to invite you to visit the website that we have for the Horseman. That's horsemanscorner.com. Good place to advertise, good place to go if you're looking for horse information. That's horsemanscorner.com.
Now here's Nelsina with our guest, Toby Tuke.
Good evening, Toby.
Hello. Nice to hear a friendly voice from back home.
Yeah, back home being Ekalaka. So your grandmother and my grandmother were best friends. You're considerably younger than I am, but like I said, you're Tuke, so everybody knew who you were. Tell us about Feek's Vision.
Pre-pandemic, I was approached by Ken Howie. He worked for the Cowboy Channel and RFD, and he found out about the story of Grandpa Feek and said, well, this is kind of a interesting story. And he goes, we should do this, do a little, you know, 20-minute, half-hour show. And then he realized it is way, way bigger than just 20 minutes, half-hour. It's a long story. I mean, Grandpa Feek was one of six boys. And he quit school in eighth grade to kind of chase his dream of raising bucking horses. And him and the boys put out, his brothers, put on rodeos in the 30s. I think they had quite a bit of fun doing it because they did it all. They were the announcers. They were the clowns. They were the shoot help. They were everything. And I've got some old posters, and it's interesting because those rodeos they put on, they'd start off with, you know, a baseball game, and then they'd had wild mare milking. They'd have the rodeo, and then they'd have a dance. And I mean, it was an all day, all weekend ordeal when they got together. And then Grandpa kind of, I think, decided to take it a little more serious, and he ended up buying King Largo, an Iowa State Fair Blue Ribbon winner. And that was kind of the foundation of everything you see today, you know, from you'll see King's Genetics, you know, in Calgary, in Butler, in Sankey, in Powder River, in all of those great strings. Yeah, Grandpa just, he loved horses. And that's one thing, he's known for bucking horses, but he loved race horses. He loved work horses. He loved breaking horses. He just, any horse that he thought he could find a use for, he would take it to the ranch and break it or whatnot. So, and again, I never got to meet my great-grandfather. He passed away 12 years before I was born. He was only 58. He had kind of the pinnacle. This is the story. Quitting school, starting a rodeo company, wanting to breed horses to buck, and everybody's saying you can't do it. He ends up in the arena in Oklahoma City with an award for a horse he bred, he raised, he sold to Rodeo Inc. And he rode out and had a heart attack holding the trophy for the first really born to bred horse, which was Sheep Mountain. Casey Tibbs was Grandpa's first, if you want to say, endorser. Clem McSpadden wasn't far behind. Winston Bruce jumped on the train shortly after. So it kind of took off. Grandpa did all right for himself. And looking at rodeo today, well, Rodeo Inc. sold out and their horses went pretty much everywhere. We can tell that through DNA. Science doesn't lie. I was approached by Kenny Andrews and Steve Stone about, or helping start the Buck and Horse Breeders Foundation, which essentially is to help protect buyers and sellers of horses. Because I remember my grandpa going to a sale in Rapid City and they were bucking out, dummy bucking horses out. And if you look, sales book, Tuke Bred. The last name has a little weight to it. Grandpa said there was a number of those horses that come out and said Tuke Bred. And he's like, I don't know who that guy is, how he got our genetics. The horse is small. The horse, it really was something I knew I had to do when they asked me to start this. And of course, I gave Grandpa a hard time being a pack rat. Well, he had saved Gray Wolf and General Custer's bones. Well, we got them DNA'd. They're registered 1 and 2. And roughly about 90% of any bucking horses in the arena today go back to what Grandpa Feek started back in the 30s. He was a very quiet guy, from what I've been told, but I think he'd be pretty proud of what he accomplished after he'd passed as to his influence on rodeos. And I'm just trying to tell the story, and with Feek's vision, it's telling the story. We've got some of the biggest names in rodeo in there. Mel Potter, he considered Grandpa Feek one of his best friends. Mel just got into the Rodeo Hall of Fame this past year, got to see him. He's 93, I believe, and he's always been, I talk to him about once a month. It's always nice to hear stories about Grandpa. Some of the other guys in there, Quint Johnson, pretty much anybody that rode horses. We got Deb Copenhaver's in it. We got him before he passed. Harry Bold, we interviewed 2 days before he passed away. I mean, there's just been an immense support and appreciation from contractors and cowboys across the board. The PRCA is behind us on this documentary. Kent Sermon, the guy running the hall, said, I don't know if there's ever been a film or ever will be a film with this many great cowboys, contractors. Just has been a labor of love. I've been a grunt behind the scenes for Ken, and it's cool to see him work and be able to tell the stories. The thing that sucks is my grandparents, both Ernest and Peggy, both were alive when we started it and have now passed. Really bittersweet that they won't be able to see the documentary. I will definitely tear up a little bit because we've got about 13 hours of my grandpa being interviewed. I haven't got to see it. Ken kind of keeps it under wrap. I'm excited for it to get done and be released for people to know where all these bucking horses come from. And there's a lot of contractors doing this. I've found there's some contractors that want to take all the credit for raising and breeding and doing all theirs, but there's a lot of them that are very appreciative. We are getting close to being done. Max Carl from Grand Funk Railroad, he's doing the sound for it. The project that I'm super excited for, and Ken even got me on camera for a few seconds. So I'm excited, and I hope everybody else is excited. I think both grandpas would be pretty proud for this to get done. And it was always all about the horses for both of them, Feek and Ernest. It was more of the horses. They definitely are known worldwide. I get contacted on our Facebook page. Guys, they've got semen from Birches, from Lunatic Fringe, Australia. They're over just all around the globe, and it's kind of cool because, again, DNA doesn't lie, and it's neat to see how that spread.
Do you need help with anything website related? Hale Multimedia has been in the business of helping others for over 20 years. Please give us a call at 940-224-6315 or visit halemultimedia.com. Anything website related, we're here to help you. That's halemultimedia.com.
I remember talking with both your grandparents, Ernest and Peggy. What wonderful people. Peggy was absolutely a gem, and Ernest was, he was a quiet man, but if you could get him started talking about bucking horses, he absolutely lit up, and I remember him telling stories that were just wonderful. I'm glad that you're continuing on with this legacy, because what a wonderful story to be told, and of course proud, because that's home for us. I have to ask you, what's your favorite bucking horse?
It's such a wide array. I mean, I can go back to the early horses. I say Indian Sign, just because I've seen actual footage that Grandpa had. He wasn't our biggest horse, not our most well-known horse, but by far the most athletic horse. You get banned by the RCA for being too ranked, you know you're a bad horse. Again, you know, you can go down the list, the Sheep Mountains, the Major Renos, the Deacon Browns, Sunset Strips, the A-team that Grandpa sent to Rodeo Inc., Mel said, they went from an absolute nobody to having the best horses in the world overnight. And they ended up getting 3 truckloads from Grandpa. And that's probably my favorite story that Grandpa would tell, is Feek called Mel and said, hey, I got some horses. You guys want them? Well, Mel had no idea who Grandpa was. So Mel called Bill Linderman and said, hey, you know Feek Took, Well, Bill and Grandpa had started the Miles City Bucking Horse Sale together. They'd done a lot of things together. And Bill said, well, yeah, I know, Feek. Selling you the horses, you're going to have the best in the world, but he'd probably rather sell his wife than the horses, from a whole lot of nothing to top. And I think that first NFR, they sent, was it 12 or 14 horses to the NFR? They come in and just cleaned house. And then as far as the newer horses, you know, I love Lunatic Fringe, Lunatic from Hell, Craig at Midnight. There is more great bucking horses now than there ever has been. And that's what I tell these contractors. You took what Grandpa started, took it the next step, the breeding, the back and forth, talking to Hank and Lori from Powder River. They said, yeah, what your great-grandpa started, we don't veer too far off of that. Cross it back and forth. Why do you want to dilute what he started and is proven to work? You know, when you have those words like that from those top contractors, it really hits you. That I never rodeoed. I got on a few steers at a youth rodeo, but been more on the other side of it. The history and genetics, the appreciation, very humbling to know Grandpa's story, and then Ernest taking over, and then, you know, my dad, because we've still got about 50 horses out at the ranch now. I think the funnest day, other than my kids being born, is we built an arena behind our ranch for the documentary, Horseshoe Arena. Had some old cars and wagons out there to finish it off, and we bucked horses that, you know, go back to King Largo, back to the horses that Feek had in the 30s, and buck them on the prairie in that lodgepole arena, and there was no cell phones on set, and it just was one of the funnest days, getting to see those horses buck, those cowboys riding. It was very cool. And then at the end of the day, you looked up on the hill, and there's some more horses sitting up there watching, and just I wish more people could have been there. It was very, very cool.
Our guest on this segment of the program and the next three is Toby Took with our special host, Nelsina Lehman. We'll be back with more after this. You're listening to The Horseman's Corner,